Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Welcome to Brekkie. Thanks to Accelerate 24-Hour Fitness Centre on Daubney Avenue. This has been very popular this week, and we're continuing again this morning. The ham jam is back for Bernardi's.
Yeah, we've got the Bernardi's Christmas ham to give away today to some lucky listener. You do need to be the first caller through when we play the ham.
Hang on. Not necessarily the first caller.
Well, we take a caller at random.
Doesn't mean you have to be the first one through.
We just take a caller at random.
Could be caller 52. So,
yeah. I mean, we have 99 lines coming into this studio, and we choose one at random.
Yeah.
But
not the first one.
You do need to listen out for the ham jam.
3 days we've been doing this. 3 days. Still hasn't gone.
You need to listen out for the ham jam, which is today is Pat Benatar's All Fired Up.
All right, when you hear that, and we'll roll that out before 9 o'clock somewhere, that's when you call us 13 27 10 and we'll take a caller at random.
Yeah, random.
Random.
Caller number 99.
And they will get the Bernardi's ham, the Christmas ham, the big mother ham from Bernardi's. All thanks to Bernardi's and Harris Farm in the Burke Street Village Market.
What is it, a big mother
ham? It's a big mother ham.
It's a big mother ham.
Go into Bernardi's and have a look at the size of the things.
Hey, it's literally that big.
It is that big.
It's that big. You will need a trolley just to get it to the counter. It is a big.
It's a big ham.
It's a big,
big mother ham.
Gotcha. The ham jam today, Pat Benatar's All Fired Up. Play it before 9. When you hear it, your phone is 13 27 10.
Hopefully by Friday when we do this for the last time, Leighton, you will have got your head around
Mate,
this.
I'll be over it. It'll have sunk in by then.
And I can't wait for next week's promo. Frankie Boy down at the Mower Doctor's given us a whole stack of stuff to give away next week. It's called Two Stroke, Four Stroke. And I had a look at the mechanic for that yesterday,
I'm in a world of trouble.
Let me do the lead on that next week, all right? So the ham jam coming up before 9. Pat Benatar all fired up for the Bernardi's ham for the freshest Christmas feast. Get down to Bernardi's and Harris Farm. You'll find them in the Burke Street Village Market.
You know what throws me? I'll tell you what throws me.
What throws
me with the ham jam? Every day the song changes. Can't you keep the same bloody song? I mean, I'm getting used to it. Now you got to go change the song.
All right. Bit of a story going on this morning.
Yes. Michael McCormack, member for Riverina. He's fallen into the dual citizenship debacle.
Yeah, well, another 18 names have been thrown up into the dual citizenship uncertainty in Canberra, and one of them is Michael McCormack's. The Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus named Mr. McCormack among 8 Liberal MPs who still have questions to answer, apparently, over citizenship. According to news.com.au, Mr. McCormack has a maternal grandfather who was born in Greece, but the Greek embassy doesn't have him registered on their municipal records.
So Greece has no recollection or no records of him being a Greek citizen. So what's the problem?
I think the problem is he furnished the paperwork that was required yesterday. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think
it could be on the table today. It's in the post.
I don't think he's got anything to worry about. Although we have had access this morning to Michael McCormack's iPod.
Right.
And
his iPod.
Yeah, no, and we found this on it. So I don't know. Maybe there's something there that we don't know about.
I had nothing to do with that.
Oh, dear.
Moving on.
Yeah. Yes, another.
He had a Euros for dinner last night. Moving on. Mosquitoes.
I don't think there's anything to worry about. It's just particularly now. How long has this been going on? A couple of months.
Yeah.
Should a system be put in place that even if you put your hand up to get a vote, that you should prove your?
Wouldn't you think that the when you even sign the little bit of paper that says, I'm going to run in the election.
That's right.
Wouldn't you figure all this out?
Exactly, right.
Why have we got to this point? I don't understand why. What does the Governor General do? Why can't he just go, time out. Everybody, go and sort your crap out and then come back to me and tell me if you're right.
Exactly right. Because we're passing all sorts of bills and legislation that and these people aren't allowed in the parliament.
Like the cricket. You should be able to go, I want to review that.
Time out. I did like one of the politicians. I couldn't remember who it was, but he went up to his mum. He said, Mum, was Dad an Aussie or was... He said, Mum, who is my father? Is my father my biological dad? And she said, you don't need to be knowing that. So there's one politician in Canberra that's going, well, I can't furnish any proof because Mum won't tell me and I dare not ask her again.
It's a bloody joke, isn't it? It's a joke. Riverina's 11:52, Triple M, great song, Kimmy Carnes, Betty Davis eyes at 23 past 7. Phone's ringing. Do they think this is the ham jam?
Hello. Yeah. Who have we got there?
Hello.
It's Freemo.
Hey, Freemo. How you doing?
What can we do for you, Freemo?
Can I have the ham?
Can you have the ham?
What was the song you had to listen out for, Freemo?
Pat Benatar.
Yeah. Right. And fired up.
And we just played Kim Carnes, Betty Davis eyes. So what do you reckon, Freemo? You got the ham or what?
Well, Flano, the chinless little drunken dwarf, my boss at work, he said, this is it.
When was the last time that you ever paid attention to your boss?
Well, I don't know, like Scarecrow and him are fighting about who it is, and I'm saying, it's not Pat Benatar.
Does anyone at your workplace have a real name? Scarecrow?
No, Flano, Scarecrow, Frank Rizzo, Toothless.
Oh, well, look,
no ham for you.
No ham for you, Freemo.
That's a secret sound, Sam. And by the way, that sounds stupid. Get rid of it and start a new sound. I've had it with that sound.
There's no need to get angry, Freemo, because you rang for the wrong song.
All right, can I still ring in for the right song?
Yeah, later on. Thanks, buddy.
That's
Freemo.
Now
he's got issues.
The song you got to listen out for the ham jam is Pat Benatar's All Fired Up. It was that one, Freemo.
Thanks, guys. Good on you. You're looking after me. I'm not going to tell the other jerks at work either.
What a lovely work colleague he is. Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.